Bradley University was grappling with financial difficulties, but despite those woes, the university's budget deficit is shrinking.
There were budget reduction efforts that took place to decrease our deficit to less than $10 million, and by the end of 2020, our losses were cut in half.
That's Bradley University Chief Financial Officer Cheryl Cox. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Friday, April 30th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The general manager of the Peoria Civic Center believes the venue is poised to rebound once COVID-19 subsides. Joe Deacon reports.
Rick Edgar says getting the Civic Center up and running again won't be quite like turning on a faucet, but he says they're eagerly working toward a safe return in the near future.
We are starting to book things into the third and fourth quarter and possibly even the summer. We're going to mostly do events in the arena at socially distanced 25%. But we're going to ease from 25 to 60%. And ultimately, we really like to be at 100% by the third quarter of this year.
While the capacity restrictions pushed a Reba McEntire concert planned for this summer to next spring, Carver Arena is hosting a regional in the basketball tournament this July. Edgar says the National TBT Showcase, with a team of former Bradley players in the field, is an excellent event for them.
We're able to put it into the arena, socially distance our fans in pods, and 25% capacity. We may be at 60% capacity by the time the event happens in July, but at 25% capacity, that event works for us. So that's why we were so excited to get it and bring it here.
Edgar says he's pretty bullish on the second half of this year, and the first quarter of 2022 looks, quote, absolutely phenomenal.
But we need people to be able to help us get back to work. And part of that is wash your hands, wear a mask when you're in public, and get vaccinated. Once those things become more prevalent, then our industry comes back.
Earlier this week, the Civic Center announced scheduled appearances by comedian Joe Coy in September and Food Network star Alton Brown next March. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more of the stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County area is reporting 187 new COVID-19 cases and 5 additional deaths. That brings the region to 43,493 cases and 653 deaths recorded since the pandemic began. And the city of West Peoria will suspend its annual 4th of July parade for a second year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Bradley University was facing significant financial challenges due to declining enrollments even before the COVID-19 pandemic began. But by taking a cue from corporate America, the university actually slashed its deficit in half last year, and a surplus is expected by 2023. So what's happening? Tim Shelley speaks with Bradley's new chief financial officer, Cheryl Cox.
Under this budget approach and incentive-based budgeting, we truly feel that this is going to be transformative for the entire university. What this budget approach brings is really we're taking the academic colleges, and when I say the academic colleges, I'm talking business, engineering, and language arts and sciences, and we refer to them as revenue centers with a large portion of the revenue and support costs assigned to them. And this approach is designed to really empower the academic organizations with the benefit of responsibility, greater financial stewardship. They'll have the accountability for what we say contributing to the profitability or the positive impact of the university. And, you know, it creates transparency for the entire university.
How much did enrollment decline, and how did Bradley cut the deficit right now? I mean, how did that all happen?
Our enrollment over, I would say, the last couple years has really remained relatively flat. We hope to change that moving forward in the future. We really hope to increase our enrollment dramatically. The second part of the question I do want to address is that, you know, Bradley truly was prepared for a major deficit going into the pandemic, but it seems that that really did not come to fruition. Essentially, the $40 million deficit was essentially a projection as if COVID ceased all operations. Fortunately, at Bradley, we were able to quickly pivot to a hybrid learning experience that included online education. And in addition, there were budget reduction efforts that took place to decrease our deficit to less than $10 million. And by the end of 2020, our losses were cut in half through even further detailed financial planning and cost containment. So, you know, one of the plans that we had for cost containment was we offered a voluntary severance incentive program. And that's just an example of some of the cost containment strategy that we used.
What else can you do to continue addressing deficit? I mean, it's obviously less than projected, but there's still a deficit. I know before President Standiford came on board, there was this whole talk about kind of like a strategic restructuring of the university. So what's in the works maybe?
That's a great question. There are a couple strategic initiatives that we have in place. One of them is called the Administration Organization Transformation Process. That's one I lead. And that's really creating efficiencies and increasing effectiveness throughout the organization. Prior to the realignment, many departments were fragmented. They were diffused, meaning that functions were duplicated across the various roles in the university, and core unit functions were widely distributed across the campus. It's important to note that during this initiative, we did not cut any positions, and it was not intentional to cut positions. It was really to reorganize the administrative staff so that we are more effective and better utilizing and repurposing our talent.
That was Bradley University CFO Cheryl Cox speaking with WCBU's Tim Shelley. And before we let you go, the Peoria Park District will be hosting its first art exhibit in its administration offices this afternoon at 2. It will feature the works of artists from 22 VA, a local veteran group whose artists help address the veteran suicide rate. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.